So this tune is called Cross the Line, and I'm going to let Jason go ahead and explain it.
And not to be confused with Johnny Cash's Walk the Line. It's a song that we wrote around, I don't know, probably, what, 2 years ago or so, Willie?
Yeah.
And it's kind of become one of those songs that...
We finally recorded it.
Yeah, finally recorded. It's going to be on our upcoming EP that we're getting ready to release. But it's sort of one of those songs that's kind of about our new sound. So
I think that's a good way to put it, because I'm not sure what it's about. Seen her smile and I've seen her face. Love it all, I love the sweet embrace that she gives. This all seems so far away. The night, the mood, understands the day. Saw her standing there, she looked at me. Her eyes lit up, I was so incredibly. This all seems so far away.
Cross the line.
This one time
we'll cross the line.
This one time
we will cross the line.
Here we go.
So far away, the night, the mood understands the day. This all seems so far away, the night, the mood understands the day.
We'll cross the line.
And this one time
we'll cross the line.
This one time we will cross the line.
So this first tune we're going to do, this one's called Just Smile. And I guess I started off writing it, and then I only had a first verse for it, and it was kind of about, you know, just the struggles that you go through in a relationship. But it needed a second verse, and that's where Jason and I were on tour in Tennessee, and we had a little downtime before a show, and so we went to a park and we wrote the second part of that song.
Yeah, we just kind of gotten into Nashville a little early and just wrote it down and figured, hey, you know, we wanted a second verse for this, and, you know, how does that fit? And I'd kind of gone through some stuff, and, you know, anytime...
Some stuff.
Relationship stuff, and I think a lot of that went into that song, and so it's kind of become this, I don't know, just this song that means a lot to us.
Yeah, so this is Just Smile.
Got me crazy, crazy out of my mind. My heart is spinning, pumping, I'll tell you why. You had me up, you had me down. Why are you so mad at me, pretty face with the frown? No, please don't go. Got this love inside that I wanna show you. This is my love for you, this is my heart. Why don't you smile for me anymore?
Why don't you smile for me
show for. Wanna be the greatest mistake? Come back, I'll give what it takes. So if you play the game, I'll play the fool. Who says we can't break all the rules now? You got me tied up, but you knocked me down. Why don't you smile for me anymore?
Why don't you smile for me anymore? Why don't you just smile? We could take a trip and forget it all. Why don't you just smile? Why don't you smile for me anymore? Baby, why don't you just smile? We could
We're talking to Willie J and Jason Haney, two-thirds of The Storytellers. You're still Willie J and The Storytellers.
Yes.
Okay. How often have people stopped you in Albuquerque and said, you know, there's that mural about you. It's along San Mateo, or is it Gibson? I keep on seeing it, and it's like, when are you coming out with the next record? It's been 6 years or something. Have you heard that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, mostly like people that I know semi-personally will be like, oh, I saw your mural over there on, it's on the side of Audio Express on San Mateo and Lomas. And they haven't taken it down yet. So I do artwork aside from doing the music. And so I asked them if I could paint that several years ago, and they said, yeah, go ahead, but they haven't taken it down yet, so that's kind of cool.
So now with an EP coming out, and usually the EP is followed not too long away from a full length, do you have rights to go in and touch it up?
I think they'd probably welcome that. It's been several years, so it's kind of
a little while.
The paint's fading a little bit, and some of that's kind of cool, you know, when the paint starts to peel and crack, and that kind of gives it some character. But probably.
So this, the new record, we're just referring to it as the 4-song EP. Is that how you're referring to it on
yeah.
websites and the like?
Yep.
Now you were last on Ear to the Ground with a very differently configured group, full electric. I think you were a quartet.
Yes.
And this is an acoustic electric group when you're in your full glory, but you're very flexible. So you're giving us the downscaled version without drums and without electric bass, which would be my fault here this evening. A lot of times when musicians are young and hot and aspiring, they can put a lot of things aside in order to concentrate. And then family happens, whether they're women or men. Family happens, and that music has a different place. And we've heard it from all kinds of people who were single parents and had a kid on their knee while they were composing. We've also heard about people who said, a year, I didn't really play, I certainly didn't play out. Where do you fall in that in that continuum? Because part of what did seem to take you away was you have a family now.
Yeah, I have a boy, he's almost 2 years old, and then another one on the way in about a month. But I would say, I mean, my wife has been really cool. She knows that I really want to pursue it, and I bring home a little bit of money doing it. So I think the hiatus maybe from playing out was more when the band broke up. It took a while to kind of put that all back together. And so that was kind of the break that we took, probably about 7 or 8 months off. And then, but really the birth of my son, if anything, it I'm playing out more now just to try to generate a little more income. Being an artist and a musician, mm-hmm. you got to like pull from different areas. So
now I remember going back to, I think, the very first record, there a lot of songs coming out of personal concern, and a lot of songs that we're hearing tonight, even the song dedicated to the new sound. What is that sound? We've heard one of the fully produced songs already. What is that new sound, and how accidental was it, and how much in your collective heads was it?
I think with the new sound, I mean, I started playing with Willie probably 6 years ago, and so I got a little bit of that taste of that, you know, the stuff that was on the last record, but I was not present for the last record when they were in here a little while ago. But our new sound is a little more stripped down. I mean, we're still a three-piece: drums, bass, guitar.
I mean, I think the difference between the last band and this band is the vocal harmony. Like, I mean, it's almost like I don't know, Pearl Jam meets Simon and Garfunkel. Like, it has a rock edge to it, but it really has some nice harmonies in there too that bring the power to the song. Because we don't really have a lead; we're more rhythm and harmony.
Well, we're recording this maybe 10 days after, I guess it was Don Everly passed away, and it was really interesting that the singers who came forward and said that was the sound, even though they're brothers, siblings harmonize like no other humans, but it was like Graham Nash was saying that was the sound the Hollies were trying to get. When you're working out your harmonies and working it out, what is the sound you're aiming for? Is it that fusion you're talking about of Pearl Jam on one side, Simon and Garfunkel on the other? Or is there, I mean, harmony singing is magical to me. I just don't know how humans do it. So how do you do it?
I mean, I feel like it's not necessarily that I'm shooting for a particular sound. It's just like when we kind of get together and we'll be hashing out a song and finally we get it to where we want it. It's like, it's magic. It really is. It almost sounds cliche, but it's like this magical thing that happens, and it's just powerful. And I mean, we kind of know how that feels, so that's what we shoot for in every song.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of works out because Willie and I are both from pretty different musical backgrounds. I mean, he's kind of child of the Radiohead, Pearl Jam, you know, rocker style, and I've been influenced more by, you know, pop music and a lot of country, and so I think that works really well for what we're trying to do, and just being able to sort of mesh all that together, and just to be able to get the harmonies and vocals kind of on the same page. I think it's helped us out.
Jason has a pretty heavy country influence, so we're like, what if we had like this kind of fast-paced rock song and then broke into some sort of a country twangy type thing? And it kind of started off like that, but then as it came into its own,
we met in the middle.
Yeah, and so I don't think you'd be able to really tell that it was like a rock country song, but that's kind of what it started out as.
Now, with the mysterious Rick G as your drummer, you're the electric / acoustic three-piece, right? So the album is rolling out right now, and so give us an idea of where you're going to be playing and where you're going to be playing when the good weather comes. Are you going to be playing outside, or are you on the road again?
This spring I'm going to be out in Pennsylvania. I have probably seven venues, and I'm going to be looking for more, but we're going to go out for a couple weeks, and so I'll be playing out in Pennsylvania. But coming up next week, we're playing at the Blackbird on the 30th, which is a Thursday, right? And then we're going to be in Socorro Friday at the Capitol Bar, and then we're playing ABQ Brew Pub, I think. When is that, February 20th?
Yeah, something like that. Sounds right.
Yeah. So this tune's called Labor Love, and this one's a real special song to me because my mom, about 3 years ago, was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease and took her life about a year and a half ago. And so while I was kind of going through the emotional struggle of that. Anybody who doesn't know what Lou Gehrig's is, it's about the worst thing I think you can possibly get. It shuts down all your motor neurons. And but through it all, she was really just a fighter and never let anybody know that it was getting her down. She always just was really strong through it. And so that was kind of why I wrote this song. It's called Labor Love.
That lit the way. The world was dark, but now I see. I tried to touch what I could not hold. Stars too bright and love too bold.
One of the things that I think really is sort of a staple of our band is just the harmonies and just the vocals. And this next song is called So Long, and I think it's one that we have a lot of fun with doing those harmonies.
Definitely. And I think, you know, sometimes we'll be playing a show and there'll be some people that have been there a while and they're, you know, night is moving on, and so they'll be leaving, and we'll dedicate this to them. So long.
So long, so long, so so long, so long. Goodbye, my life. So long, so long, so so long, so long. Goodbye, my life. If you wanna love, you wanna love, love me. If you wanna hug, hug and kiss me now, before time runs out. If you wanna scream, you wanna scream about it. Feel the life is mean and your world is full of doubt, scream out loud. So long, so long, so so long, so long. Goodbye, my life. I've been waiting so long to find a way through this life.
but tonight. If you want to love, you want to love, love me. If you want to hug, hug and kiss me now, before time runs out. If you want to scream, you want to scream about it. For the life is mean and your world is full of doubt. Scream aloud. I walk alone, I walk so far. I walk alone, still there you are. If you wanna love, you wanna love, love me. If you wanna hug, hug and kiss me now, before time runs out. If you wanna scream, you wanna scream about it. If the life is mean and your world is full of doubt, scream aloud. So long, so long, so. So long, goodbye, my life. I've been waiting so long to find a way through this life. But tonight, tonight.